Hotstar is back with another season of its one of the most successful and highest IMDb rated series, The Legend of Hanuman Season 2. The first season was released on 29 January 2021 and went on to become India's most loved animated series. Now the second season was released on 27 July 2021 on Hotstar and gathered a lot of chatter around it. Season 2 was also directed by Naveen John and Jeevan J. Kang and has 13 episodes ranging from 19 to 22 minutes each. Each episode has fitting title to the content within and gives a glimpse of the episode. Sharad Kelkar is back as a narrator with a strong but soothing voice. He gives a great start to each episode and helps us get ready for the journey ahead. Daaman again impresses us with his voice for Hanuman. The interesting fact about this series is the use of animatics, which allows the actor to not just dub for the character, instead act for the character. The character design work was done by co-creator Charuvi Agrawal. The series starts from the point where it ended in the first season. Hanuman is now aware of his powers and with blessings of his father Vayu, god of wind, flying towards Lanka to find Sita. He faced a demon on the way to Lanka and defeated her easily with the blessings of Sri Ram. After reaching Lanka, he transformed himself into an ordinary monkey and spied on Ravan to get information about Sita's whereabouts. He presented the ring given by Sri Ram to Sita and made her have faith that Sri Ram is looking for her. Sita gave him her hairpin as a message to Sri Ram that she is also waiting for him and begged to hurry to take Sita with him. Hanuman decided to have some fun before going back to Sri Ram. He defeated Ravan's son Akshay along with the other demon warriors and got half of the Lanka ablaze. He went back to Sri Ram with the message and Sri Ram along with the entire Kishkindha Vanar monkey army started the journey towards Lanka to defeat Ravan and get Sita back. I found the animation work to be way better than the first season. Kudos to the production company Graphic India. Background score was top-notch and complemented the entire series. The title track was penned by Manoj Manteshwar Shukla, who used some magnificent lyrics which are performed by Kal Bhairava, Bahubali fame, and Divya Kumar. It was composed by Kal Bhairava himself. All the events and scenes were beautifully portrayed to keep the interest of the audience intact. We all know the Ramayana story since childhood, but still, we can't help but keep wondering what will happen next. The series appears to be created for children, but people from all ages can watch and enjoy it. While I love the series, I can't wait for the next season. I could not help to notice that a lot of creative freedom was taken while creating the series. Nal and Neel appear to be timid and stupid, who just like to have fun. Sri Ram was overly emotional and sad along with Sita. Sita was being shown afraid and doubtful by Ravan's threat. Ravan appeared to be a good king who loved his people, just fell in love with the wrong woman. Therefore, he can't help but try to get Sita at any cost. Hotstar is nowadays being an expert in humanizing villains, just like they did for Babar in the Empire. It can just be a gimmick to gather extra views, however, it might hurt the sentiments of a lot of its viewers too. I'll give 4.5 stars to this series and I believe everyone must watch it. You are going to thoroughly enjoy the series and complete it in one go. If you haven't watched this first season, then please go ahead and look into my blogs regarding the first season and let me know what else do you want me to review about. Thank you so much guys, thank you so much for listening.